I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, April 22nd. It's unclear why Quincy Elder Services Director Tom Clasby is on paid administrative leave. Reports state that Clasby has been placed on leave pending an investigation related to the city's policies and procedures. Clasby has been Director of Elder Services for 27 years and earns $112,000 per year. In addition to Director of Elder Services, Clasby also oversees the Kennedy Center, which manages housing, medical assistance, transportation, and recreation programs. The mayor's chief of staff, Chris Walker, confirmed that Clasby is on paid leave, but did not specify the reason. Busy night on tap tonight for the Quincy City Council. The Finance Committee will continue discussing borrowing $7 million for sewer system improvements, $2.5 million for lead water pipe removal, and $157 million for two new parking garages in Quincy Center. The committee will also review a proposal to expand the Quincy Center redevelopment district to include the Star Market and Granite Place shopping centers and areas south to School Street and north of Dimmock Street. Council will also review an agreement that would allow Fox Rock Properties to build a new medical complex to be operated by Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Also on the agenda, a presentation on an executive salary study and an order that would make Lunar New Year a legal city holiday. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Last Thursday, a coyote was caught on camera chasing a woman and her dog who were out for a walk in Quincy. Home video captured the frightening moments that Carrie Chajanowski was walking her three-year-old terrier mix Brody on Bowes Avenue in Germantown. Chajanowski turns the street corner and quickly retreats as a very large coyote jumps over a neighbor's fence. Her husband's video camera captured the frightening encounter. Chajanowski admits she was nervous during the encounter but was able to rush back inside her home. A neighbor yelled from a window to try and scare the coyote off. Luckily, it turned and walked away, but a neighbor's dog was not so lucky a few years ago there when it was killed by a coyote. Mass Wildlife has told us time to make noise and scare coyotes away. They advise people to yell, scream, and make loud noises to keep them from getting comfortable. A carnival in Weymouth was canceled for the rest of the weekend after multiple fights broke out on Friday night. Two people, including a juvenile, are now facing charges related to the incident. The Weymouth Spring Carnival, hosted by Fiesta Shows, was initially a five-day festival planned for Wednesday through Sunday at Weymouth High School. Fiesta Shows said no one was injured when fights broke out in the parking lot. Weymouth police responded to control the crowd, which police said was difficult to disperse. At about 8 o'clock Friday night, a large crowd of people pushed from the carnival into the parking lot. Multiple other departments, Abington, Rockland, Randolph, Quincy, Hingham, Braintree, also responded to help control the crowd. Initial reports indicated shots were fired, but police say most likely that was metal barricades being hit. The area was cleared at about 10 p.m. An 18-year-old from Brockton, identified as Nick Jeske Olivar, is now facing assault and battery and disorderly conduct charges, along with a juvenile who was not arrested but is facing charges. Pritchard, the police officer, said people fighting were mostly juveniles and young adults. Karen Reed's lawyers want to change the layout of the Dedham courtroom where her murder trial is taking place. The defense, comprised of David Yannetti and Alan Jackson, has asked the Norfolk Superior Court judge to move the location of the jury box so jurors can clearly see the faces of witnesses when testimony begins. The defense argues in the filings that the current setup of the court violates Karen Reed's constitutional right to confrontation because numerous members of the jury will be unable to observe the faces of the witnesses who testify against her. The current setup of the court has the witness stand situated right next to the jury box. According to the court filing, at least six jurors will only be able to see the back of the witnesses' heads during testimonies. Jury selection expected to resume today. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center will be hosting a special Earth Day movie tonight. The film The Biggest Little Farm will be shown from 6 to 8 p.m. Director John Chester, his wife Molly, and their dog Todd attempt to transform 200 acres of land outside of Los Angeles into a sustainable farm. The documentary is rated PG and runs 91 minutes. It is free and open to everyone. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 211. The NASDAQ fell 319. And the S&P dropped 43. Shares were also higher in Europe and Asia. And oil is trading at $81 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat Pittsburgh 6-1. They will be in Cleveland tomorrow night at 6:10. And Celtics over Miami in game one of their playoffs, 114-94. Game two will be at the Garden Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. And the Bruins, game two of their Stanley Cup playoff series, is tonight at 7 o'clock as they take on the Maple Leafs at the Garden. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny and pleasant today, high 57. For tonight, clear, chilly, low 37. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 63. Scattered showers Wednesday, high 59. Sunshine returns Thursday with a high of 55. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Northwest wind, 10 to 15, decreasing 5 to 10 knots later today on a high tide, 11:28 a.m. Sunrise 5:51, sets 7:34. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, April 22nd.